Lithgow has a great tradition of folk and bush music. So from that, the Lithgow Folk Club probably started about maybe 30 years ago by a fellow by the name of Maury Crutchley, I think, instigated it. And we just came on board, and it was held once every month in a pub in Lithgow.
Okay, so what happens at this folk club?
Well, what it is, it's a little bit different to other folk clubs today. It's a session, which means that we all sit around, all the musos sit around, someone starts up a song. If people know it, they just join in with whatever instruments they've got, and hopefully they all know the tune, and we bang away like that. Gamut of music covers everything from your traditional Irish Scottish music through to Aussie bush ballads and Australian bush music through to American bluegrass, hillbilly, old-timey music. But if you want to play country and western, you want to play rock and roll songs, rockabilly songs, any sort of music, we'll just take it on board. Sometimes you can have maybe 20 people here, sometimes it could be up to 60, but we cannot pick who's going to show up on the day. We have labourers, doctors, lawyers, you know, accountants, teachers, community workers, anyone is welcome to come, and any instrument is welcome.
And so what types of instruments are they playing here?
We've got banjos, guitars, we have piano accordions or squeeze boxes, tin whistles, Irish flutes, we've had bagpipe, we've got barans, which is the Irish drum. Anything that can be played, we have had it played here.
Throughout the afternoon, the musicians stagger in, set up, and just keep playing song after song. One of the musicians attending today is Kathy McCann from Currajong, which is an hour's drive from over the mountains. And so what do you play?
I play the accordion, a button accordion, which is a German instrument, but I particularly like Australian music, and what we played before was dance music. They used to use it in the old dance halls, you know, in the country back in the Australian days, maybe even from about 1800 onwards, they'd use it for dancing. The waltz, the mazurka, all the jigs and reels and the different things.
At the end of the table is singer-songwriter Glenda Phipps. She started coming to the monthly jam sessions when she moved to Lithgow in 1975. It's an opportunity to showcase her original compositions to the pub audience. And so what was that song that we just heard?
The song I titled it Fair Maiden. I wrote it in 1974-75 when I first fell in love. And it's a story about me being a fair maiden and my mother saying, oh, don't fall in love because you'll leave home. And then my love saying, come away, we must delight, you know, where the land where the eagle flies.
And so what is it like to have a venue like this to be able to play your original music?
Oh, I just love the freedom of being able to perform in front of people and not having to, you know, be on a regular time. And, you know, it's just that freedom just to be a performer.
So you just walk in and just set up and just go?
Yes, that's right. I love that. We have no limitations.
Guitarist and vocalist Martin Doherty has been belting out tunes since he was 6 years old. He's been attending the jam session over the last 10 years. I asked him what he thinks is behind the success of the folk club's long-running tradition.
Well, you just never know what to expect here on the Sunday. We have musicians come from every part of Australia. And it does be absolutely fantastic. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you get.
Thank goodness. One of the youngest and newest members to the Lithgow Folk Club is another Irish vocalist, Lisa McLaughlin. She makes the journey from the Blue Mountains town of Blackheath to sing at the event. She's found the club is a place to experience some of the culture that she misses back in her home city of Dublin.
Well, I mostly sing Irish traditional songs, folk songs, so yeah, I only have a few. I have a very small repertoire because I have a really bad memory and I forget the words a lot.
You're one of the youngest members of this group. What's it like to be singing to experienced singers here?
It's great, yeah. I mean, I look a lot younger than I am. I'm 31, but it's great. Like, everyone's really welcoming and, yeah, I feel right at home. I feel like I'm back in Ireland in the local pub, to be honest with you.
At that moment, I see a young fellow walk through the doors with his mandolin in hand. He follows in the footsteps of the many musicians who have performed during the Lithgow Folk Club's 30-year history. Current organiser Gordon Mudway would like to see this tradition continue for many years to come.
Hopefully this will keep going long after I'm not involved in it anymore, for whatever reason. And I'm sure, especially with the young people coming, that someone will take over and keep the tradition going. And hopefully it'll just keep going on and on.